This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends?
That's right.
Oh, no.
I don't know what happened.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. That's right. On this, on Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd, I will start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
You can't say you love the country more than I do.
And then I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
I would love being Canadian.
Peter, I do have some news to break.
Go ahead.
After our show, 7 o'clock, Chris Carlin. Carlin will follow the election, have election projections. He's got people in all the big states, the swing states. So it's going to be a heavily analytical political show by Chris Carlin. So I'm looking forward to it.
Is that true?
Yeah, no. He's gonna actually predict a lot of outcomes when the polls close, when it becomes legal to do that.
Why would you turn people off?
I'm glad you said that, because this is how I'm starting. Americans already jittery about the integrity of U.S. elections, as well as the risk of a coronavirus infection, contended with scattered equipment outages and sporadic crowds as they lined up for the election season's final day of voting on Tuesday.
You're talking about Gold Glove Awards? Because that's going to happen soon, too.
Nearly 102 million people had already cast ballots by the time voting began earlier today.
Including the three of us.
102 million. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael. There's 120 million in all of 2016, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to surpass that.
What a bold prediction by you.
Let's do ENN. This is ENN.
Well, I mean, it was accurate except for the tone of voice.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. So let's talk about the Giants last night and the Patriots, shall we?
Why?
Well, because we spent all this time talking about now the horrific Jets. But meanwhile, there's a team in New York that, while they're not great, they're playing pretty hard. And they're making you pay attention and think, what do we have here? Let's hear from Joe Judge, who thought that on that big picked-up pass interference flag at the end of the game, he believes there was pass interference on that two-point conversion.
Made the right call when he threw the flag. So I'm not sure why it got picked up. We had a pretty good view. I know they can't use a Jumbotron for replay. We had a pretty clear view of that as well. But I thought Nate made the right call the first time. I thought, you know, normally your first instinct is the right one. So that's all I'm going to say about the officiating, guys. I know it's going to be a lot of follow-up questions to it. I'm just going to be very clear and concise with that right there. I thought our guys played hard. We got to put ourselves in position that we can have success and not bring a third party into the factor. It's tough enough to beat the Bucks, so that's all I'm going to say about that.
You know the guy Nate that he's talking about, Peter?
Former
NFL player, played for the Cowboys. I think it's Nate Jones. I read in the paper today, Nate Jones or something. But I wonder how many officials in the NFL used to play in the NFL. I know in the NBA, Leon Wood was actually on the U.S. Olympic team that won gold with Bobby Knight as the coach, and he's an official for a long time in the NBA.
He also had quite a run as an adult film star.
Leon, people. No, it's a different guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I had no problem with the no call. I understand what Peter's saying. Once they throw the flag, why are they picking it up?
I didn't like it.
But I had way more problems with some of the other stuff. You know, the helmet. Yeah. I forget who the giant defender was. He gets run over. What was he supposed to do?
Nothing. That was ridiculous.
One of the analysts that sound exactly as the other made a great point. It was either Lewis or Brian. I'm not sure which.
I think it was Riddick.
Was he supposed to like turn around and run out of bounds to avoid like it's?
And by the way, the announcer that had the Shepherd's name wrong was Riddick.
No,
I checked it out. Yeah,
you're sure?
Yep.
Then you know what? I have no gauge at all who's talking, because I thought it was Brian.
Yeah, see, this is why I love what CBS is doing, because you know whether or not you're watching Scream or Die Hard. There's no
confusion. You know Tony Romo with that raspy voice, who Tony Romo is.
Oh, the sweet, sweet pipes. Let's hear from Joe Judge. He was asked if... Well, let's start here, actually. He takes the blame. You know what? Let me just
stop. What are you doing?
I'm falling apart. Falling apart now.
Let's hear John from King's not going to do this today at the wall, is he?
Let's hear from Daniel Jones taking the blame on the two-point try failing.
Yeah, it was a great play, call, and, you know, got to get the ball out there sooner to him.
Thank you, Daniel. That was very good.
Thanks, Daniel.
Back to Joe Judge. Did he consider taking out Jones after the two turnovers?
Daniel's our quarterback. All right, what we have to do is just make sure we keep improving everything around him and that we coach every player the same way. I told Daniel on both times the play happened tonight. I just told him be patient with it, stay committed to it. We're going to need you down the stretch. We need you to make plays. And obviously in that final drive, he made a lot of big plays for us. So you just got to keep moving on. Things happen in games. You know, we're not going to go ahead and tolerate everyone on the team, you know, having a one-off type of deal. And I can't have, you know, one-offs as coaching staffs. We've all got to hold ourselves accountable and the man next to us accountable. But Daniel's our quarterback, clearly put.
I don't know who asked the question. And I know a lot of the reporters.
Oh, I got a name here, Don, who it was.
Well, before you
it's
do it.
Yo-Yo Bumchuck.
I don't want to be influenced, okay?
Okay.
I never got along with Yo-Yo, so this will be easy. It's the dumbest question in the history of the planet. It really is so dumb, it's beyond, like, any explanation. The only way that you can defend it is just say, my bad. Like, is... Why would you watch the game? Did it ever occur to you, like, maybe I take him out here? Didn't even enter my mind.
He's your
starting quarterback. The game is still on the line. Your best chance to win is with him at quarterback. Why would you bench him for who?
The only way that Colt McCoy gets into a game this year is if, God forbid, Daniel Jones gets hurt. Period. End of sentence. End of conversation.
He might have
to replace
Mike.
Him.
Excuse me?
He might have to die for Colt to get in.
We're
paying you to throw, not run. So even though half your body was severed from the other half, I think we could still make it work.
It was truly an appalling question.
Was last night considered,
Daniel had a couple of overthrows.
Let me check with somebody who knows. Let me see if I can get the answer.
Because I like a lot of guys, but I'm sorry, you got to be held accountable for that.
I'm going to need a drop, and I'm going to need it quickly, okay? Thank you.
Listen, I'm very comfortable with my sexuality, okay, guys? So drop away.
Did I miss something, though? Were people talking about this being some sort of horrifying game?
No, it wasn't. It was a horrific question that if I would think the person with any soul, with any ability to watch and dissect football, would suck it back into their mouth if they could.
What if it's somebody you're friends with?
I'm hoping, because I need to. I think it would be great radio if it ended up being somebody that I respect.
Let's hear from...
What if your brother was on the Zoom call? He's the one who asked it.
I like a lot of guys. That's gonna be a good one.
Could be the leader in the clubhouse.
There's a lot of guys.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And that might be, Michael. Seriously, the first time that we get something that actually could win Drop Madness that you called for.
And it's not a scream. It's a scream, but it's not you screaming.
I would love to win it for a fourth consecutive year. That'd be a tough one to win with.
Real quick, hold on. Didn't Don win not screaming last year? Yeah. Was it historic team history franchise?
I don't remember. I just know I won.
Former Raven. Replied.
Or current
Raven.
That's
it.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
He'll never beat that. You're never beating that.
Michael, is there a chance we can find out who asked that question?
That's what I'm doing online. I'm texting somebody right now.
I stand by it, though. Is anybody going to back me? I like a lot of guys.
I'm with you 100%.
It's a very curious question to ask. I mean...
You're such a... Are you a great dancer, Michael?
I happen to be a great, terrific, actually.
I could just tell. You just...
Very light on my feet for a big man.
Well, that one you soft-shoed. You tell us what you really think. Come on.
I'm trying.
I know, but I just want you to go on record that it was...
Because I don't want to, unlike you, I don't want to completely annihilate somebody who I happen to be friends with. What if it's somebody I'm friends with?
Well, that's all right. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change my opinion.
No, but it changes the way that I would go after. I'm sorry. I mean, friends are friends. You guys always say that I'm not a very friendly guy.
If you listen back, all right, I never called the person stupid. I said the question was stupid. I've asked tons of stupid questions.
Oh, yeah. He does it professionally.
Well, relax.
Sorry.
All right? Ease up.
I'm sorry.
But no, seriously, it was, did you ever see the movie Ruthless People? Very underrated. Judge Reinhold.
I don't remember.
And it was just a great line. This might be the dumbest person on the face of the earth. That was one of the...
You're going to say this about a person that could be your friend?
No. I said, if you let me finish, because you really want... You want me to be just destroyed for this.
No, I don't. Bob. I want you to... I think it was a silly question.
No, it was one of the dumbest questions on the face of the earth. I'm sure whoever asked it is very intelligent, but you know what? You asked a really dumb question. Did you think of benching him? Come on. Seriously. I hope we find out who it is. I hope we get him on. I'd love to hear the defense.
I hope he doesn't play. Sorry. I hope he doesn't play. That's where it sounded like you were going. I'd like to say my two questions for Joe Douglas were tremendous, and he dodged them both. The first one, he tap danced on my face. It was... I think I said, are you seeing something from Adam Gase that we're not seeing?
And here's what he said.
I like a lot of guys.
That's what he said. Okay.
You get a little trigger happy with it now, right? Let's
see,
not ruin it. It's a great drop, but let's relax, okay?
Let's hear from Bruce Arians.
Wait a second. You got to play Joe Douglas.
Oh, you were actually going to play it now?
No, I thought you said that you were going to play it.
I thought you hit what you wanted to hit there.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have Joe Douglas on my sheet.
Neither do I. I was just saying that I asked him a question. You volunteered that you had the answer, and it was Don saying that he likes lots of guys. I never said I had the actual Joe Douglas audio. I was just putting over my question. Now, let's hear from Bruce Arians about Daniel Jones.
You know, the young quarterback, he's still trying to do too much. And when you're in the grasp of those guys, it costs them basically the ballgame throwing those two picks. But God bless him. He is hard to handle, and he's a kid that thinks he can make a play.
Because, Mama, I'm too hard to handle now.
I thought the same thing.
By the way, I love Bruce Arians, but he talks a lot. He does not. He's the anti-Belichick. Like, Belichick says nothing. Bruce borderline starts giving you more than you need.
Bruce says everything that Belichick hasn't said the last 20 years.
Yeah.
In, like, one press conference.
It's all right there. Yeah, and you know what? Personally, I'll tell you what, Daniel Jones, I don't think he's very good looking either, you know? me personally, not my type. It's like, okay, Bruce, we don't need all of it.
He's still my favorite coach. I love him.
Unbelievable. The guy makes one appearance in studio. He said, you know, he actually said your name and signed your book, and now he's the greatest thing in the world.
He's a great guy.
No, he never signed the book. This is pre-twins.
You knew you were going to have twins.
I did?
You've told
now,
me
listen,
years ago. I'm going to have twins one day.
Michael, I just want to tell you this. It has nothing
Maybe
to do...
Maybe that was Carl Pollard who said that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It has nothing to do with sports. It has to do with the election, but I just feel like it would make you want to eviscerate someone, and it's not politically based.
Sure.
Kanye tweeted, the first vote of my life. We are here to serve. We pray for every servant leader in the world, he tweeted. Now, here's what I love.
Jesus.
First of all, he's proudly voting for the first time at, I think, 42 years old, even though his late great mother was like a proud educator, right? She was a college professor.
She was a woman
of college. You're voting for the first time in your 40s. He wrote in himself, okay? His first time, quote unquote, voting was writing in himself. He didn't check one of the other elections on the ballot, selected nothing. It's blank except writing in himself. And he filmed himself putting the ballot in the machine, which is illegal. What kind of yo-yo is this?
That might anger you, Peter. I'm sorry. The hip-hop community has not covered itself in glory during the election season.
So true.
So I think it might be time for you to get out of the hip-hop community. Go full head first into sports.
I would think that...
It hasn't been great.
I would think Kanye would be a big fan of question one.
I don't think he's dealing with question one.
I don't think he's voting in
Jersey.
He's
in California. There is no question one.
Okay.
They've already answered. They've answered question one.
But I'm just saying he would be a fan of it, no?
I had Governor Murphy on the show this morning talking about question one. And he agreed that if it passes, he thinks the first order of business is a big boubange smoke right outside of Don's house, a celebration.
Listen, I am not going to partake. I don't want to be misunderstood here.
Did you do ecstasy?
That's why I think I'm comfortable saying that I voted yes, because I'm not going to partake. But who am I?
Am I showing my political hand by saying that I like Murphy and I like the cut of his jib?
No, I like him. We had him on. He was a good guest. I basically judge everyone on the quality of their guest spot.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Really? Let's judge Chris Mortensen right now, who was on SportsCenter, talking about the possibility of an NFL playoff expansion.
The competition committee had a long conference call today about contingencies and prepared, as this pandemic obviously is not going away. We know what the numbers are spiking. And if for some reason there are games lost, then what they are going to put as forth as a resolution to the owners eventually is, if games are lost, then there will be 8 teams in each conference, 4 first-place teams in the NFC, 4 first-place teams in the AFC, and then 4 additional teams in each conference. So that would be 16 teams in all for the playoffs, and they would be seeded accordingly.
It's unbelievable. Owners will not lose money. What do you think 16 teams made the playoffs in baseball? They're just going to whatever games have to be canceled because of COVID or whatever money they're going to lose because there are no fans in the stands, they're just going to make up by adding playoff games and selling them to hungry networks who need programming that are putting on Scream for the Sunday night movie of the week. That's exactly what they're going to do. There's nothing that they won't do, and I don't blame them. People accept it.
And the scary thing is, Michael, when they see how much money they made and the new network that they bring in to air those games, what do you think is going to happen when things get back to normal? You think they're going to give that money
up? No, they won't take a step back. No.
I won't have you belittle Scream. Hey, you know what's a feel-good story? Not Scream, but you guys had seen all of the tough goings in the world of Delonte West, right?
Oh, yes. Sure.
The pictures of him on Twitter is that he'd become completely homeless. Mm-hmm. So Mark Cuban found him. And earlier today, he tweeted, because we all want something to feel great about today, here's your Delonte West update. It's still an uphill battle, but he is climbing. And he posted pictures of Delonte, like, out in the wilderness with people, apparently on some sort of retreat, and cleaned up and smiling, and maybe at least on the path towards healthy.
Listen, I don't know the real deal with Mark Cuban, but there's a lot to like about the guy. He's really smart, and I think he has a heart, too.
I hope the Delonte West story ends differently. I mean, it's just so sad to me that homelessness in this country, I think everyone sort of has the feeling that it's like, oh, well, if you don't have money, you're just homeless. But obviously, guys, you know, you look at our personal situations, the families we come from, and if we were low on money, we'd move in with someone, right? You'd move in with a friend or a family member. It's a combination of bad circumstance and poor mental health that leads to people ending up in this circumstance. And you could tell, for Delonte West to go from starting point guard on the Celtics to homeless on the streets of Virginia, you know, with a sign begging for money and getting beat up, and obviously that shows a serious mental health issue. And so it sucked so bad to just see these pictures on Twitter. So to see Mark Cuban at least trying to correct this and help him is uplifting.
Yeah, we don't have a real answer for mental illness in this country. It's still a stigma that I just can't, like, even understand. Like, even when we had Steve Sachs on, remember a couple of weeks ago, because of the throwing issues?
Yeah.
Right, Michael? Of Altuve. And how he said it, he was showing kids how to throw, like, in closets and back rooms. Like, you couldn't do it out in the open because of the stigma of that there might be something mentally wrong with you in baseball. Hey, you know, blow out your knee. You know, everybody feels sorry for you. They applaud as they take you off the field, and they watch every second of your rehab, and they applaud you when you come back. God Donald. Forbid if you have something mentally wrong with you, all of a sudden it's in the right. shadows.
Donald?
Yes?
I have the answer to your question.
Okay.
The question was, did you consider when he makes those plays to take him out? Didn't say replace him, but to bench him yesterday.
Okay.
Would you? I'll give you two guesses on who you think it is.
I don't want to guess.
And you do know the person.
Benny Agbayani.
No, it wasn't
How am I supposed to guess, Michael? Because if I guess wrong, then that means I think that person is capable of asking what I believe is the stupidest question in sports.
I'm going to tell you, and it's hard for me because I like this person. But I'm going to tell you because you wanted me to find out.
Yes.
And I have information tentacles all over the world.
Here we go.
Was Jordan Ron?
Jordan's got to do a better job, man. Come on, get him on. Jordan, what are you thinking? Come on, buddy.
We don't have You're that much time that. Left in the show.
I don't know. I honestly, I'm sorry. I got to stick to my guns here. Peter, are you going to back off because he's one of
I
ours?
I am. I love Jordan. Good-looking no, listen, guy, works for the
why?
Company.
I love my children, but I'm going to be quick to jump on them when they make mistakes and kind of correct it. He's a very,
told
he's
me,
very
you've
good.
Told me that Marco goes diving headfirst into the pool without swimmies on. You don't correct him.
That's not true. He has the swimmies on. I think that'd be a moment if he didn't have the swimmies. That'd be pretty scary. But he's a great. He covers the team very well. He
maybe
knows
he just
his
wanted
stuff.
To talk. We know Jordan likes to talk,
but. No, I'm sorry. That's that question makes zero sense. But he's willing. He's more than welcome to defend himself if he'd like. But I'm scared.
Now, real quick. Cowboys, no Andy Dalton. Second straight game. He will be out against Pittsburgh. So get ready for the great, the talented. Everyone knows him. Everyone follows him. Everyone likes him. Something first name, DiNucci.
Ben.
I thought DiNucci. So.
He is the Dan Quisenberry of the NFL. How many sidearm throws did we see on Sunday night?
You thought you were watching Dan Quisenberry.
That's what I said.
Oh.
Didn't you hear me say that?
No, I really didn't.
You know what would make everyone feel better and I think calm down given the tenseness of this day?
I like a lot of guys.
Well, that. But also, let's go ahead and fire off some Russell Wilson watch.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Russell Wilson watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend and your wife is over here braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
That's what goes on with you. Let's get it.
You have no Russell Wilson. You just wanted to play that intro.
It's worth it. I'm on his side.
You got to braid your hair. Hey, Seattle.
Russell Wilson. Favorite. Was on Bill Simmons' podcast. They talked for just a shade under 4 hours.
This is true, right?
No, I made that up.
But there was a podcast that Simmons did that was really lengthy. I forget who it was with.
I was just making fun of Bill's inability to edit himself. But they did talk about his body, Russell's body. Cue Don's drop from earlier.
Okay, here we go. That's cute.
Russell Wilson talked to Bill Simmons a lot about his body.
I like a lot of guys.
He talked about spending around $1 million to take care of his body. Quote, I have a whole performance team. I've got a whole group. Full-time trainer that travels with me everywhere, works with Sierra as well. Full-time physical therapist who's part of his recovery squad. In addition to a mobile person who makes sure that he's moving the right way. Full-time masseuse, two chefs, performance team, $1 million a year to protect that beautiful, beautiful body.
I spend about that much on my body. Italian food costs a lot.
I would spend $1 million a year to look like Russell. He's in great shape. You know what? There's a reason he earned his nickname, okay, that he made up for himself. He deserves it.
Mr. Unlimited.
You know what I'm talking about? Trevor Lawrence is out again. He will be on the sideline, but not playing against Notre Dame this weekend for Clemson. just how you drew it up when you decided to have a college football season, right? No Trevor Lawrence for big games in the middle of the season, just like everybody wanted.
But he can be on the sideline.
By the way, can you help me out with that? How's that work?
I can't help you out with that.
I don't understand it.
Why does he need to be there?
If someone's recovering from COVID, how about they just not be anywhere near the team? Wacky idea. Have you guys seen these moments, too, when, like, coaches come out to, like, yell at a referee or talk to someone, and they come out and they start screaming, and then, like, 10 seconds into the conversation, pull the bandana over their mouth?
Yeah. It's also, just a suggestion.
Also, can we say one thing? I don't think anybody's catching COVID on the sideline. They're catching COVID off the field. They're going on their own way. They're not being bubbled. Everybody gets tested when they go into the facility. They're not catching it on the sideline.
So
everybody on that sideline is tested negative.
Well, so then let's get rid of the optics of it all.
But that, I think the optics is just CYA stuff. Cover your butt.
But I don't know that everybody on the sideline's tested negative.
Yeah, I think everybody on the sideline has to be tested.
Well, wasn't there, I forget what school it was, Peter, was it Notre Dame, where they thought that one of the players got it because somebody who tested positive, like, threw up on the sidelines?
But here's the problem, Don. You could test negative and still have it. It would not have just shown up on a test yet. I guess that's why they're wearing masks.
That, or there are probably tests that are pending that they just say, just go out there. And
see, that's a problem.
But you don't think that happens?
No, that's a problem. I think that's a problem.
Guys, on this day in sports history,
let's see, what's today?
The year 1996. Here's a hint. We've been doing a lot of debuts. It's a debut. Also, I've just been informed we will have the great Jordan Ronan show next.
You know what, Don, I'm going to tap out because this is too awkward for me. You do it.
So Don can question why Jordan asked this ridiculous question to Joe Judge. But real quick, on this day in 1996, a debut. Any ideas?
In 19 what?
96. Giving hints.
I will say it is the debut, although it would be a little late, though.
Of?
Stephon Marbury? No, Allen Iverson.
You're close. This man was an 18-time All-Star.
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bean Bryant. 1996 today. That'll do it for ENN. And up next, Don LaGreca versus Jordan Ronan Sentence.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.